When the House version of the state lands bill hit its last committee stop 2 weeks ago, it had everything an environmental lobbyist could hate. It would have put conservation land on the fast track to the auction block when short-term management goals aren't met. It would have allowed private landowners to take over adjacent state property with few guarantees it would be preserved. Isaac Walton League lobbyist Laura Reynolds called it a big step backwards.
It seems like we're using our limited resources to make it easier to surplus land when we should be doing just the opposite. We should be trying to look at ways to bring land into state ownership.
Democratic Representative Kristen Jacobs of Coconut Creek said it appeared to do the opposite of what voters wanted when they approved Amendment 1 2 years ago.
Now we seem in this bill to be transitioning to jettisoning land because we don't have the ability to take care of what we already have, and we need to get rid of some of these lands.
And Nature Conservancy lobbyist Janet Bowman complained the bill would have allowed money from Florida Forever, the state land buying program, to pay for pumps and pipes for water development projects.
I would like to point out that the discussion regarding the water resource development component and pumps and pipes has real implications.
Fast forward to Thursday and the State Affairs Committee. Gone was the use-it-or-lose-it fast track. Gone was the open-ended land swap. And much to Bowman's relief, gone were the pumps and pipes.
I was really quite astounded that the majority of our changes were incorporated in the bill, and I just really want to thank the chairman for that and, really felt like our concerns were heard and responded to.
But don't expect the environmentalists to throw the sponsors on their shoulders just yet. Audubon of Florida is officially neutral on the bill. The Sierra Club remains opposed, and so is the Conservancy of Southwest Florida, says lobbyist Stephanie Kunkel.
At this point, we hope to work with Chair Caldwell to get our remaining issues so that we can then support the bill.
Environmentalists are still uneasy with what Republican Matt Caldwell of North Fort Myers has in mind. Caldwell wants ranchers and farmers to be able to annex state property if it abuts at least 30% of their land. In exchange, they would have to agree not to develop any of the property. The state would get conservation for free, and locals wouldn't lose property taxes, Caldwell says.
Florida is home to the second highest number of bald eagles in the nation because of all of the ranch land that's contained in the Kissimmee Valley. Additionally, bear habitat, panther habitat mostly exist on agricultural property.
The concept is easier to support now that the bill requires a net conservation benefit for the public, says Audubon of Florida Executive Director Eric Draper.
The downside of it is it could reduce public access, hunting and bird watching and other things. The upside of it is it could end up with more land being kept in open space and being green.
The bill passed the committee unanimously and is headed for the House floor. A Senate version still has the pumps and pipes provision, and it faces two more committee hearings. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.